This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Testimony concluded today from a key government witness in the federal corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan and co-defendant Michael McLean. My colleague Dave McKinney is following the trial and reports former ComEd executive Fidel Marquez was on the stand for 6 days. During that time, he recounted his work secretly recording McLean and other former ComEd colleagues as the feds built their racketeering conspiracy case against Madigan. Defense lawyers yesterday tore into Marquez's integrity, and then today the prosecution worked to put its witness back together, focusing on his claims that ComEd repeatedly granted Madigan's requests to put allies in no-show jobs in exchange for backing company legislation. Were any requests as frequent or from anyone as powerful as Michael Madigan? And to both questions, Marquez gave prosecutors the answer they wanted: no. A new lawsuit wants to hold the Illinois Department of Corrections accountable for the death of a man incarcerated in a dilapidated state prison. 51-year-old Michael Broadway collapsed in June at Stateville Correctional Center near Joliet, and it happened during the middle of a heat wave. The lawsuit filed on behalf of Broadway's wife and estate claims his death was preventable, caused by extreme heat and delayed medical care. The Department of Corrections did not immediately respond to requests for comment. When the Chicago Bears take the field on Sunday against the Green Bay Packers, they'll have a new man in charge of the offense. Passing game coordinator Thomas Brown is now taking the reins as play caller after Shane Waldron was fired earlier this week. Brown is the third offensive coordinator in 3 years during head coach Matt Eberflus's tenure with the Bears. Eberflus says he's at fault for the instability at that position.
You know, it's right there where it is, right? Third play caller. And again, I take full accountability for that. I take full responsibility for that. And it's got to get better. It's got to get better. The details of creativity have to improve. And it's got to improve this week.
Brown inherits an offense that has stumbled through a 3-game losing streak and has not scored a touchdown this month. The team is hoping he can lead a more creative offense and help rookie quarterback Caleb Williams find his footing. And the last supermoon of the year is going to light up the sky tonight as long as the clouds get out of the way. My colleague Araceli Gomez Aldana reports this will be the last supermoon you'll be able to see until the fall of next year. Hunter Miller works with the Adler Planetarium and says supermoons are relatively common phenomena that happen when the moon is full and it's within 10% of its closest approach to Earth. So tonight, you'd be able to see the full moon, also known as the Beaver Moon, and something called occultation.
The full moon will pass in front of a very famous star cluster called the Pleiades. You might have also heard this referred to as the Seven Sisters, or another name that you might know for other reasons is Subaru. And from 1 to 4 a.m. on November 16th, the moon will occult the star cluster. So you'll get to see it pass right in front of it.
Miller says there could be a 30% difference in brightness between a full moon and a supermoon. Weather, we've got cloudy skies today and some patchy drizzle, a high in the mid-50s. It's going to be a bit cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-40s. And then Friday, partly sunny, high in the mid-50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.